כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So today is a very special day. It is Lag BaOmer, a day in which we all need to daven the tefillos Arnis Gadol. A year ago it was a terrible tragedy, and we hope that they will pass with only Besoros Tovos. What is special about this day? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tov Tzadik Gimel, Poskum Alamos, the plague was over. Why was it over? Dafka Lag BaOmer. So when we want to understand why the plague went away, we need to understand why did it come. Some Yevam Samach Beis, Chov Dalad Elef Talmid Rebbe Kiva, perished Ben Pesach Latzeles Shaloi Nahagu Kovig Zebizeh, and everybody asked the same question. Such a terrible punishment for such a minor transgression. It's not Koris, it's not Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's not Misa's Beis, it's not even Alav, so many times I explained, being the Talmud of a giant, of a Gavra Rab, is not only a privilege, it is an awesome responsibility, and it could be a liability. Many times I heard from my great Rabbi, the Kloisim Magid Rabbi, one of his earliest recollections, I was sitting on my father's lap, and he was crying, and he asked him, Tata, if I was Weinstein, Abba, why are you crying? And he told me, Zalma Leibach Bindach Mekana, my dear son, I envy you. And I asked him, why do you envy me? I envy you, you're a big Rebbe, you have Chassidim, I have no Chassidim. And he said, I'm a Kaniyu because you didn't see the Tzanz Zayda, the Divrei Chaim. And I was perplexed, and I asked him once again, I am a Kaniyu because you did see our great Zayda. And my father said, Lacha Me'avesim, and you're going to be up in the heavens. What could they demand from you? You didn't see the Divrei Chaim, but they will ask me. You saw the Divrei Chaim. You were in his Dar Adamas. Azoy zeitoy sayid v'sot gekendem Divrei Chaim. So I'm afraid. The Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva were asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did you learn anything from Rabbi Kiva? Where were you when he said, in a Dorom Daf Lamed in Yerushalmi, v'haftureichu kamoichu zechal godol b'toyro? And what Rabbi Kiva said in Masechet Tovos Perek Gimel, Chov Avodim Shenivro B'Tzelem, Chibi Yaseinu Nidaslo Shenivro B'Tzelem Elokim. Weren't you there? You didn't hear? Psochem Chov Beis, when Rabbi Kiva says, Es Hashem Lakech Otiro L'Rabo Yistalmid HaChachamim. You didn't hear? Are you Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva? That is why they perished. To be a Talmid of an Adam Godel is a responsibility. In Koheles, Perek Zayin, Rebbe Kiva is the one that tells the story to his later Talmidim. Hoyehu olam shomei matshabu Rebbe Kiva etzer Rabbeinu shebedor v'shon alem. And he pleads with them, I can't go through this ordeal again. I can't survive it. Please, atem al tiyu kemoisam, be better than they were. I lost 24,000. I don't want to lose you. And amin chasosh asichas alag ba'omer, I realized something really, to me it was such a revelation and so moving. In merchavei hashas and amidroshim, these five talmidim, the last giants of Hasenu Shebedorim, the entirety of Torah is their Torah. They were, each of them, a paragon in Kavod Chaverim. Rav Meir says in Tanchuma, Parshas V'yechi, HaMavorech es Chaveroi, HaMavorech es Esor Kilu, Mavorech es Ashchino. Rav Meir is talking, but in the background we hear an echo of Rabbi Kiva, Chov Avodem Shenivru B'Tzelem Elokim. המבורך הססור כאילו מבורך הסשכינו. רבי יהודה בר אלוהי נאמבר 2, שיר השיר עם רבו, פרק בייס, המקבל פני חברו, כאילו מקבל פני השכינו. רבי יוסי בן חלפתא נאמבר 3, שבס קוף יודחס, מימי לא עברתי על דברי חבריי. יודע אני בעצמי שאינני כהן, Do you know many people that could say, I never violated what my chaver asked me? Not your Rebbe, not the Godel Hador, your friends. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai takes this to an extreme when he says in Brochus Mem Gimel, La'olam yaper odam atzma lekivshanu eish va'al yalben pnei chaveiroi beram. Give away your life not to embarrass another person or hurt his feelings, not to degrade him and insult him in public. Number five, the last but not the least, the Rabbi Loza ben Shemua teaches us a peridad mesachas of us. Yei kvoi talmid cho cho vavalacho ve kvoi tchavecho kamoira rabcho vamoira rabcho kamoira shamayim. We all know that we need to respect the elders, the rabbeim, the gedolim. You need to respect your children and your talmidim, because each and every one of them has his personal dignity, which should be upheld and honored and sanctified. So Rabbi Senu Shebedorim is later Talmidim. Each of them was a paragon and a symbol of Kvoid Chaveda. And that is why they prevailed. So Rabbi Kiva says, V'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu zeklal godol b'toiro. What few people know, Ben Azai says, in that very same source, Medoram Daflamed, Zeh Soifet told us Odom klal gadol l'heimeno. Nobody understands what is he saying. And I say, the question discussed by Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai, what is the most essential, important, fundamental ingredient in a just Torah-dika society? What is the most important principle in the entire spectrum of Ben Odom L'Chaveiro? Rabbi Kiva says, you have to achu kumaycho. Ben Azai was a Talmud chaver to Rabbi Kiva, as we find in Bavli and Yerushalmi, many sources, and he says, Akiva, my great Rebbe, please don't be angry, but I think, of course you are right, Torah's emes b'fichu, v'yahavtu l'reichu k'moichu zeh klal godol, but there's another klal as well, maybe even a greater one. Zeh Sefer Toldos Odom, b'tzelem Elohim bora oisam. And Ben Azai apologizes and he says, Rebbe, don't be angry. It is not my Torah, it is what I heard from you. In Perek Gimel Masechet Avos, Chov Avodim Shenivro B'Tzelem, Chibi Yoseinu Naidas Lo Shenivro B'Tzelem Elokim. So Ben Azai says, and I feel this very strongly, Ahavokus never could be uniform. It is human nature, and obviously it is the way it should be. Human nature that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person loves his wife more than he loves others. He loves his children more than he loves his neighbor's children. And it is human nature. We love some people more than we love others. So love is never uniform, but kovod should be. And we need to learn to respect those that we do not love. We need to learn to respect those that have different opinions than we do. So Ben Azai says, the awareness, the recognition, the feeling that every yid is a tzelem Elohim, that is klal Godol Haimeno. So yes, my dear friends, my dear Talmidim, we need to love each other, we need to respect each other. So many times I explained, 49 days of Svira coincide with Mem Chesvorim Shetoyin and Ikneis Vehem. Start counting from number one. Fascinating. 32 is Oyhei Vesabriyos. So when Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim worked on Avos Abriyos on day 32, day 33, Lag BaOmer, the plague was over. That is my understanding. So my dear Talmidim, Achim Yekorim, I spoke about Lag BaOmer. Tomorrow is no longer Lag BaOmer. But this message is so important. Lag BaOmer, Lamed Dalet BaOmer, Lamed Hei BaOmer, every day and every night of the entire year. V'yohavtu l'reichu k'moicho, k'void chaveicho, k'moire rabcho, moire rabcho, k'moire shamayim. Love each other, respect each other. And at the schus of the Tana Ha'eloki, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we should only know the Sodas Davis, Yeshua's Benachamais. Have a beautiful day. All the tefillah should be Neskabel, and have a beautiful Shabbos. Good Shabbos to all of you. Kol tov.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechake Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111